things into the rental van this afternoon. He didn't have any kidnappers with him. Her expression sympathetic, Bab said. Only his mum and dad. The commuter-packed train from Paddington pulled into Roxburgh Station the following evening. It was Friday. It was 7:15, and everyone was going home. Except me. I'm escaping mine. And there was Erin, waiting on the platform, bundled up against the cold in a bright pink coat and waving madly as she spotted Tilly through the window. Just the sight of her made Tilly feel better. She couldn't imagine not having Erin as her best friend. 10 years ago, when she had been deciding whether to do her degree course at Liverpool or Exeter, she could have chosen Liverpool and it would never have happened. But she'd gone for Exeter instead. Something about the seaside-y feel to it, and possibly the fact that a friend of a friend had happened to mention that there were loads of fit boys at Exeter. And there had been Erin, in the room next to hers in the halls of residence. The two of them had hit it off from day one, the platonic equivalent of love at first sight. It was weird to think that if she'd gone to Liverpool instead, where there would surely have been hordes of equally fit boys, she would have a completely different best friend. A tall, skinny triathlete, say, called Monica. God, imagine that. Oof! Erin gasped as Tilly's hug knocked the air from her lungs. What's this in aid of? I'm glad you aren't a triathlete.